What's going on, people? Welcome to day three.
Look at my belt. Look at my belt.
WrestleMania weekend. We have just come back from the Superdome.
Ace, look at my belt.
Flew is rocking the Winged Eagle Heavyweight Championship.
Bret Hart's belt. Bret Hart's belt. Classic.
Classic. Oh, my name's Ace, by the way.
My name's Skillet.
My name's Tay.
Flo.
We got a special guest with us tonight.
Very special guest.
My name's Greg.
Greg from Cheap Heat. Make a noise for that guy, Greg.
What pleasure.
Thank you for joining. We always wanted you in the kick-out, man.
I mean, always wanted to join you on the kick-out.
I know. We finally got there. I mean, we can't have you as long as we want to because you got an early flight tomorrow, haven't you?
Yeah, man. I flew down here just for this event. Made sure I was going to get out of New Orleans before stuff got really crazy.
And how's your week? Give us a quick, short summary of your weekend before we get into WrestleMania.
A lot of booze and a lot of chicken.
Yes, I think that's about similar to ours as well.
Delicious chicken.
Yeah, delicious chicken. Delicious Some chicken. Not so delicious
chicken. Not Popeye's
chicken.
Though, no?
No. Popeye's is delicious chicken, but the problem is I was told that Popeye's is better in New Orleans.
And right.
It's not.
Okay.
Oh, it's as
weird.
Good.
No, didn't we?
It's as good as it is everywhere else. So it's still good. It's just not better, which right. is what I was told.
They lied to
me. They lied to me.
They lied. Hmm. It happens. Anyway, we're still buzzing. We just came from WrestleMania 34.
Whoop.
Amazing event. Should we just go around and ask everybody how they feel about the event?
Sure.
Flu.
I loved it. Absolutely amazing. Certainly during it, I was like, this could be the best WrestleMania ever. Maybe the end made it. It's more of a question now, but it's definitely top three, top four. Outstanding.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was absolutely amazing. There were so much good matches. They were all so good. I wasn't expecting it, especially the Ronda Rousey one, but we'll get into that.
Yeah,
we will. We just talked to Stat Guy.
Yeah,
we're going to do more in depth tomorrow.
Who gives an F about my opinion?
What did you think, Stat Guy, Greg?
I think the crowd ruined what could have been the best WrestleMania we ever saw.
Really?
Right. How so? What, the end match, you mean?
The end match, yeah.
They didn't let it breathe, did they?
They did not.
No.
They decided what was going to happen, they pissed all over what they thought was going to happen, and then it didn't happen, and then they all looked stupid.
Yeah.
They tried to Goldberg Lesnar it, you know, when they were both mm-hmm. going away, and then they went, oh, actually this, and now it's like, oh, hang on, we fucked up a pretty good match.
They did.
We all assumed that Roman Reigns was going over. He didn't. One F5 is all it took.
No, apparently that was wrong.
Oh, really?
He had three earlier.
Really?
That's why people.
Yeah.
No, don't get me wrong. That's why people were booing earlier. He kicked out of three F5s in a row, and the crowd were like, this is awful. F.U. Roman and all that. I get why they were pissed off about that, because that was ridiculous. Three F5s.
Right.
When other people, you know, Samoa Joe, Braun Strowman can't get out of one, and Roman Reigns are kicking out three. That was a boo moment.
Right.
But other than that, continue, Mr. Gleg.
Yeah, so other than that, great show. I mean, I loved the Asuka Charlotte match, even though, and that's the thing, I didn't get the results that I wanted to get.
Yeah.
But I still enjoyed the show.
Yeah,
when you let them tell the story, you enjoy the story more.
But
I would have had Asuka win the match. I would have had the Usos win. I would have had Braun have a real partner. But I let them do their thing. That's why they're the masters. They have the pen.
What do you think of Cena Taker?
I was expecting more, but then I thought about it. He has this brand new hips. He can't.
Right. Yeah, like we said, he was gassed.
Yeah,
just after that,
he can't risk it. Even going into it, I wanted to see the American Badass, but the way they reintroduced the Dead Man, I think was perfect.
Yeah,
and obviously Elias, I'm assuming, was meant to do something with The Rock, and because The Rock didn't turn up, they quickly kind of slid Elias into this.
Didn't they? That was the rumor, but I mean, you can't really trust those, man. Those rumors, like, they you just get your hopes up for something that may or may not happen.
These shitty podcasts talking shit.
Yeah.
You're making stuff up.
Yeah,
those cheap eat guys. What's that, the black power list? I think that's racist. I did a white power list. Oh, the shit it calls. Oh, right.
You might see a white man on the black power rankings this week, though. Alistair Black did his thing.
He did. Yeah. I think he
What were you saying last night, Skillet, though? Why isn't Alistair white?
I said, why isn't Alistair white?
I mean, Cena ain't won a match in like a year or
something. Let me tell you something. Can we actually big
this
up John
true.
Cena?
Yeah.
Can we big up John Cena? Because that guy doesn't get enough respect.
Yeah.
And to do what he did with this story, with this Undertaker storyline, he did all the work.
Yeah.
Undertaker was at home. wasn't
put over that young up and comer.
No, I'm not knocking Taker. No, but Cena made the whole thing, and even to come up with a different approach, how to get this match done.
Yeah, Cena
in the crowd, watching kickoff.
Yeah,
he's watching kickoff. What other big superstar at that status would do that?
Yeah, and when Undertaker sat up and he shit himself, kicked over.
Yeah. You know, doing a lot of jokes. The whole thing, the genius of it, of having the referee run down after that Charlotte match. You're thinking that's going to be Carmella cashing in.
Yeah.
It was actually saying
that was that. I got goosebumps when that happened. When he got up and legged it backstage.
Amazing.
So I mean, so John Cena. This is a podcast, so it's pointless what I'm doing. For John Cena has gone from here to here, and just so you know, ladies and gentlemen, I took my hand from one level and moved it slightly up.
Slightly
up.
Would you agree with that, Stan?
That John Cena carried the whole thing? Absolutely. It's hard. You can't disagree with that. Like, every Monday he was out there doing the same old stuff. I don't know if I can curse on here, but like, doing the same old shit every Monday. It got borderline boring. The crowd, when The Undertaker didn't show up after last Monday, it felt like a waste.
Yeah.
And to get the payoff here, you have to give John Cena all the credit. Even taking the loss the way he took the loss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what next for him, though? Because he's on a losing streak now, so... I mean, I know he's doing big things.
He lost
here, obviously. He lost the Elimination Chamber. He lost...
he lost against Roman Reigns.
He lost against Roman Reigns.
He lost to Nakamura on a SmackDown.
I think the storyline can now be, you know, he's past it, but he will get that one more title reign money.
Do you think?
I think that's what they're going to say. He's going to lose a couple more.
I don't think he'll get another title reign.
Maybe SummerSlam, he'll get one more title reign. No, I
feel like
he'll break the record.
His big win will be this match against Triple H in Saudi Arabia.
Oh yeah, I forgot about this. That's in 3 weeks.
I think that might be his like.
Is that where Brock Lesnar drops the title?
Maybe all the titles on the line, right?
Yeah.
No, well, who's Lesnar taking on?
Lashley.
Do we think Lashley? Do we?
Maybe.
Do you know a hot take? I don't think Brock Lesnar will be in Saudi Arabia.
He's not going.
He's not going.
You mentioned the Black Power list, right?
Yes.
I think history was kind of made again. All right. Again, but to add on to history that was made last year, I think Cedric Alexander became the second ever black wrestler to win a title at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Naomi was the first.
Wow.
And Naomi's won the... That was a surprise, but I like that.
Naomi won
That was amazing. That was good.
They were like, Becky Lynch, you get an entrance. Yeah. Right, Sasha, Bayley, we're going to base it on you. Naomi, you're going to win. And the rest of you, fuck off.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And the crowd loved it as well.
Yeah.
Oh, they were so pumped at me. And Bray Wyatt turning up, that was really good.
I didn't get to see that yet, but I heard that was...
That was amazing.
Just hearing that happened.
Yeah.
It sounds crazy to me. I want to know how they explain it, because the last time we saw Bray Wyatt, Matt Hardy drowned him, dumped him in the lake. That was the last time we saw
him. You got to watch it, man. It was actually a great moment, actually.
It was a good moment. Where do you think that's going? Where they're going with this?
They're
going
to be a tag team.
They're going to be a tag team. So what about Brother Nero?
He can come back in.
Probably join in.
Okay.
Who knows?
I love that.
They could be a faction now.
Exactly.
Everybody was expecting Carmella to cash in tonight.
Monday Night Raw.
That never happened.
Or SmackDown.
I think it was great. I think it was good that they gave Nia her moment as well. Because it could have been spoiled by Carmella, but she had a...
No, they really did well, you know. Yeah. Look back at the booking, they did really well.
So Kamala's going to... Kamala? I'm only 2 years in, man.
He's not making the
record. Carmella's going to cash in tomorrow, then we're thinking it.
Well, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
On who, though?
Well, Asuka's going to win.
Yeah. What do we think? Raw or SmackDown? That she's going to cash in?
Doesn't she have to cash in on SmackDown, though?
Does she?
I don't think she does.
They never said it, but I feel like it's implied, right? Because when Baron Corbin had the briefcase, he had to cash in on SmackDown.
But because there's no rule, she can actually just go Raw, right? Asuka went and got the belt from SmackDown.
What do we think of, sir? What do you think of the Braun Strowman situation?
Nicholas?
Mixed opinions. Yeah,
no, I love man it. Like Nicholas.
I loved it. I love Nicholas.
Nicholas 360.
Yeah.
And the first thing I wanted, because when he won the title, Nicholas got a promo. The first thing I wanted to be done is to get the bar out of my ring.
I loved it. When I realized that they were gonna be ridiculous and just do something crazy and fun with it, I had a lot of fun with it, man. And Nicholas. I'm sure he's an actor or a plant or something. Yeah, he sold it all perfectly.
Yeah.
He acted it very well. He certainly wasn't hamming it up. And I liked your theory. Tell him what your theory is about this moving forward, because I like that.
Yeah, I hope that Braun, like, they vacate the title. Nicholas can't defend, and then Braun has to find a new partner every night, and it's a new kid every night.
See, I like that.
That would be awesome.
I like that. Before he said that, I was like, this is terrible.
Yeah.
No, but then you said that.
New kid every night.
Every night.
And that's wicked.
Do you think they've started off with actors, but moving forward, they might actually put some proper kids? Or do you think they could get sued pretty sharp?
The danger with that is some kids might take it seriously and try and get in the ring and do something.
Yeah.
Do
you
know what I mean?
So they might have to. They might have to just keep it as actors, but and they might have to hire some wrestlers that don't mind kicking the kid in the face either, though.
That would be. Imagine the heat if one of them actually ends up kicking the kid in. Wouldn't that be some, that would be some heat. I thought for a moment it was going to be almost like a Zach Gowen situation, and the kid was going to suddenly do some ninja moves and fuck Sheamus up.
When he tagged in, I thought we were going to get like a lucha move or something.
Then that's what I
When he tagged right back out, I was
like, I found a kid. You got to see this kid.
Does this ruin Strowman's character?
No.
You don't think so?
Nope.
The monster that we saw, the monster amongst men.
He's the BFG. He's the big friendly giant.
Exactly. Monster amongst
men. But not only that, think about how much more monstrous and deadly he has to be when he has a kid as his partner.
Yeah.
Because he's doing it by himself.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. I did love when Nicholas went for the tag, though.
That was cool.
And then obviously we've got Nakamura AJ, which at first, when I was first watching it, I was like, this is an amazing match, but does it feel right tonight? And then obviously it was about the moment, not about the match. But Greg, your opinion on that, sir?
Oh, man, I love the match and the moment. I'm glad we're going to get a heel Nakamura because I enjoyed babyface Nakamura, but apparently most people did not.
Did you see this in Japan? What's it like?
He's incredible.
How does he differ?
It's very much the same.
Because surely he doesn't dance anymore and shit, does he?
It's very much the same, but just more sinister, a bit more creepy, you know, a bit more vicious. So if you can imagine that,
a bit
more vicious Nakamura, he's already stiff as it is. So
that's exciting,
he's,
man. That's
he's just like a Heath Ledger Joker kind of. He's amazing.
So in conclusion, a stiff Nakamura excites me.
I mean, wait, but check it out. You saw how stiff he was. When he did the AJ at the end. Look how he was kicking him.
And that was the thing, man. When I was watching it.
There's a lot of stiff talk going on right now.
Can someone explain what stiff is to people who don't know?
No, we brought you up. We're going to Weinstein you, Greg. We brought you up to a
snub. He was more snub. Let's say he was more snub.
But you saw how snug he was with AJ at the end. Like, that's what I mean. That's the heel, Nakamura.
But that's it. When I was watching it, I was almost like, am I not a good wrestling fan for not enjoying it as much? Because I was slightly underwhelmed. But then I was like, am I a bad person? I almost didn't want to admit that I was slightly underwhelmed because it was good stuff. It was a good, solid, proper wrestling match. No gimmicks.
It just wasn't, you know, in my opinion, it didn't live up to the match they had in NJPW. But it's a good match.
But now you realise they're going to go off and feud. They're going to go and have four or five matches now. And they're going to be bangers.
Great booking this weekend, though.
Yeah.
It was.
And what else was there? Have we missed anything?
Nothing else.
So what's your standout match? Your favourite, personal favourite?
Oh man, I'm still coming. Nicholas is my personal favourite though. And this is crazy because of all the matches that I was going to look forward to for the night, that was the one that I had the most fun.
Skillet's about to throw him out the window.
Skillet's about to go out the window.
Oh man,
the match I was looking most forward to seeing was AJ Nakamura, but I had so much fun with the Nicholas Braun Strowman shenanigans that, like,
I can picture you just laughing in your seat.
Like, my girl was in the air for the whole show, and when she landed, I told her, if there's one match, you got to go back and watch what Braun Strowman did tonight.
Yeah,
like, that's the one that you show anybody that's not a wrestling fan and ask you, like, why do you enjoy wrestling so much? It's like, look at how much fun this is. Like, the whole crowd is into it. The whole crowd is chanting for this kid. It made his day. It's like the feel good moment of the decade. Across
Thank
all
you,
the
sir. You have actually made me feel better about the event there. You've just taken my WrestleMania from 8 to a 9.
Because think about it, right? The matches that everybody hated were the matches that people went into it with an expectation, right? And even Braun's match, people went into it with an expectation.
So true.
But as soon as he grabbed Nicholas's hand, all expectations went out the window.
Yeah.
And then we were forced to just watch what was happening.
Right.
A lot of people tweeted me like, yo, I'm confused what's happening, but they were engaged and everybody loved it.
Because what I'm seeing online, a lot of people are saying great event, but it let itself down at the end. But now you've actually said that, it's actually,
Yeah, all right.
We let ourselves down. We went into it with too many expectations. Even the Braun-Roman match, if we didn't expect Roman to win, people wouldn't have shit on the match the whole way through. And then when he lost, what can you say?
Okay, but match of the weekend, Gargano, Ciampa, or Charlotte Asuka? Or, unless you got another one.
Yeah, I do have another one.
Because obviously the Braun match wasn't your best match.
Aleister Black.
Right, yeah, I agree, yeah.
Best match of the weekend. But Gargano Ciampa was a
spin kick
close.
While holding his missus. Oh, yeah. what a finish. What a
Stop
finish.
Saying
misses. Oh, I stopped doing that. with his lady entourage.
His valet. Yeah. No, that was perfect. Gargano Ciampa match would have been number one to me if somebody bled though. If there was some blood.
An eye swelling in front of you isn't enough.
No.
An eye actually literally growing in front of your face.
Listen. Him almost not being able to see because his eye was swelling.
That's not good enough for you.
No, that was brutal.
You want blindness.
Him actually not being able to see because there's blood in his eye.
Much better.
That would have been much better.
By the way, for you,
and he deserved it.
Yeah. As for the crowd of China as well. Interesting fact, Greg and I share the exact same Mount Rushmore.
Bret Hart, Ric Flair, Macho Man Randy Savage, and
Stone Cold
Steve Austin, which is a tremendous Mount Rushmore.
This is true, and he has it on tape. So
that was from Brooklyn last year, baby.
We didn't talk about Rousey.
Oh shit!
And it was all right, wasn't it? It wasn't that bad.
I had the tweet ready, like she wasn't ready.
She was ready.
That's pretty lazy, man. We like, you know, I'm just going to write this because later I'm probably going to be disappointed.
Yeah, I thought I was going to need it.
she did really well, right?
Yeah, she did. Like, she started off rough at the beginning, but by the time it kept going and...
I enjoyed the clothesline forward roll.
Yeah.
And I did like that ending. She was like, now I'm going to break your arm. Snap. Instant tap.
Yeah.
And I liked the moment when Stephanie went for the tag and she looked and it's panned to the left and Triple H.
Steph was on top form today.
After Roman Reigns kicked out the third F5, Brock Lesnar just looked at the camera and just went, oh, fuck. The crowd popped, man. It was
great. You know what? Big up Rousey, man.
Yeah, she
did really well.
Really good
and Dan from WWE said to me that the whole locker room watched that match. They all came out and watched it.
Awesome.
They have to.
I'm sure.
Listen, I'm sure there were some haters in the locker room, too, that were like, this could have been my spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She earned it, though.
Yeah, she did. That was her spot. No one else's.
I mean, it could all be downhill from Monday on, but I will say this. I didn't like anything she did coming into WrestleMania.
Terrible build.
I might not like anything she does after it, but she has my respect for...
Potential.
WrestleMania.
So basically, she needs a manager to talk for her. She needs a full woman.
The female advocate.
Yeah.
We were talking to Bill Apter afterwards, the famous...
Legend man.
And he was with a guy, and he was saying that that's definitely the best dual sports debut ever.
I don't disagree.
Okay, go.
I don't know if that's better than the Mayweather Big Show match.
What?
Are you really?
It was definitely better.
Oh, it's a great
Lawrence Taylor. I was joking.
Lawrence Taylor did perform better than I thought he would.
He was better, but he wasn't good.
What about the fridge?
I don't even remember that.
Yeah, he was in the Battle Royal.
He was in the Battle Royal for that.
Snooki had that moonsault though.
Did it land well though?
Yeah, I mean she's short though.
Then again, what about Angle's debut? Surely that's the best because
no, that's different.
Because he instantly turned heel, which on the night I was just like, he's going to be a heel. That's genius.
Yeah. Mm. No, you guys are right. I was just being controversial. Of course, Rousey's the best. But maybe the match was really good, though.
Do you know what I liked as well? Sorry, but I like the fact, you know, a few years ago, Charlotte was holding Triple H's gown and undoing it. And then, forward wind a few years, Charlotte's in the middle. You got men taking her gown off. And then the men follow her match. You know, just like in the old days, the women followed their match, they couldn't follow
it. I understand.
And the Usos and the New Day followed her match and couldn't do it.
Wouldn't you not book Charlotte like a female Ric Flair? Like, I mean...
No, I would not.
Exactly the same?
No, God, Skillet, but what were you saying?
My bra and panties cost more than yours!
I just came
back for five more times! Wouldn't you not do that?
No, the problem is she's already in his shadow. Like, they already gave her his last name. They gave her his music, his robe.
Her and Becky and Sasha stole WrestleMania a few years ago. She could be, like, Mrs. WrestleMania.
No, she could not. Could be. She is.
She's now stolen two WrestleManias out of three.
I'd say she is. Her problem though is I think she's like 32, 33, so she might not have that many years in her.
She's like Batista in her, just pushing her
real
quick.
She lost last year, though, didn't she?
She did lose last year.
To Bailey,
yes.
Yeah.
So she's not undefeated then?
No.
That
would have been good, though, if she had a streak.
Vince McMahon loves to support his failed experiments. XFL.
Yep.
Which isn't happening now.
And now, Jinder Mahal. The new US champion?
No, Jinder Mahal was going to say he was a great WWE champion. He was enjoyable, though, because...
Well, the first month.
He's perfect as a US champion, though, isn't he?
Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, it's a good choice.
He was enjoyable, and he's going to be enjoyable as US champion for the same reason that he was enjoyable as WWE champion, because Jinder Mahal was Vince's fuck you to everybody who insisted on coming to the show and booing his decision.
Well, which is what he did tonight. I think Vince McMahon went, oh, yeah, have that.
Yeah.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I just held up my middle finger.
And guess who he pinned as well? Your boy.
Rusev.
Vince McMahon, man.
So I don't think it's a failed experiment at all. I think it's Vince reminding us that he's in charge, and the sooner we get that...
Do you know something else I learned tonight as well? I kept thinking, Rusev, they're going to blow the house off. And there was a pop. But Randy Orton on entrance, and I don't like Randy Orton, so I always, rant on him and stuff like that. But Randy Orton got, Rusev got a fairly good pop. Randy Orton got the pop out of the four of them, even though they were cheering Rusev.
He always does.
No, dude, he got an audible, do you know what I mean?
He always does, but it means nothing.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong, I can't stand him, man, but yeah. Even though he looked like he was so relaxed. Everyone else has got this special gimmick, special outfit. Now I'm just going to wear my pants and wrestle a bit.
What did you think of the Daniel Bryan return?
Oh, dear.
I thought Daniel Bryan was going to do more with the match. I feel like he did enough, but I thought he was, like, when he was out and Shane was leading the match, I think it should have been the other way around. I think Daniel Bryan should have been the one leading the match with Shane.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't get that.
I think they did it to make us wait for him a little bit more, which is fine.
Mm.
But I think I would have had him do it by himself.
Do you think Shane is always injured in his matches, or do you think he's a good seller?
I think Shane might actually be hurt.
Yeah, he always seems to mess himself up.
Because if he wasn't, then he is a good seller. Because I saw him at NXT TakeOver last night. He was in the front row for most of the show. But when he would leave and come back to his seat, like, he was limping and holding on, and he looked bad. Now, I don't know if he was selling because he knew that he's got all these injuries and everybody's watching him, but he looked in, bad shape last night.
I tell you what, I was glad not to see the headbutt from the top rope. I don't want to see Daniel Bryan doing the headbutt from the top rope on this comeback.
Yeah, no, that was the one spot that got me a little scared, though, when he did the dropkick.
Held his head afterwards.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
I think the headbutt from the top rope should be banned. Because it's been Dynamite Kid, our friend Mr. Menoir,
Your friend.
the headbutt from the top rope obviously fucks you up. Yeah. That should not be...
Harley Reyes.
He's okay.
He's fine.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Skillet's tired and moody again. Here we go.
Cedric Alexander versus Mustafa Ali.
Yes.
Thumbs up.
Yeah.
I was going for Mustafa Ali because his promos were charismatic, but Cedric is the better.
But they're
wrestler.
Both great.
I wish they'd all had a chat before though, because that it slightly ruined Charlotte's. What did you call it? Skill.
The butterfly. The butterfly.
Because there was three during the night, which is a bit of a shame, isn't it? No, obviously that's pernickety ball, but to see that move three times, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
we kept you too long. Sorry, man. We said we were going to give you 10 minutes. We've been here.
But it was a fun 10 minutes.
Let's make our money.
It's been 23, actually. But it's fine.
It was fun.
Thank you so much, man.
Guy Greg, thank you so much, bro.
You're a legend in the podcast game. We really appreciate you being on, man.
That is a lie, but I will take it because I don't get too many compliments.
And hopefully you'll be down in London so some of our kick out fans and us could come down and
see. Yeah, for sure. That's the plan, man. I would love to do a heat and greet in London.
I should.
And I don't know if you've seen my belt. You've seen my belt?
I've seen Brett's belt.
You the man.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you.
The kick out.
Thank you. Well, you know what? It's kind of not welcome. Through the science and through the amazing technology, you would have just heard us straight after WrestleMania 34 with the amazing stat guy, Greg. But now it's... How many hours later are we? We are 6 hours.
Six hours later,
we are now tucking into some breakfast. While we're going to actually give you a full rundown and review of the entire weekend.
Okay.
But before we do that, we're going to give you an interview. One of our favorite interviews of the weekend. This is the Kick Out hanging out with Dolph Ziggler. Check this out.
The Kick Out.
Cool. WrestleMania. We are here with the show stealer himself, Mr. Dolph Ziggler. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. What are you guys up to today? Who's been the most boring so far?
No comment. No comment.
All right, who's been the best one so far?
We really enjoyed Breeze Dango.
Oh, I love those guys.
They were amazing.
They are almost like a modern-day Zack Ryder, as which they weren't doing too much stuff on SmackDown Live, and they did some outside filming on their own,
and it
became such a special part of SmackDown Live that how do you not root for those guys? They're great. I'm very happy for them.
You're part of the Andre the Giant Battle Royal this year. How do you steal a show with that many competitors in it?
You know what? I like a challenge. It's one thing to have a singles match at WrestleMania. Probably. I don't know. I've never had one. But it's one thing to have a singles match at WrestleMania. But it's another to prepare for 30, 40, 50 superstars. I don't know who's in that match.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay.
So you can't prepare for it. But I've had the 13 years of experience to know. Maybe I just hang on to that bottom rope and I'll probably win the whole thing.
Okay.
Wasn't that what you would do? Just hang on to the bottom rope?
I think that's what I would do.
I would duct tape my hands around it. Good luck, yeah.
It'd be hard to remove you as well. You're so agile as well, so how are they going to get rid of you?
I mean, I don't like to talk about myself.
Okay.
But I am very athletic.
Yeah, you are, absolutely. We were major Dolph Ziggler rooters on our podcast for you.
We were.
Did I say were?
You did say were.
Said were. You're like, 2013, 2014, you know.
Do you have a favorite standout match that you've ever had?
A bunch on live events that never will make the light of day, but also someone who was a mentor of mine and I rode with for a long time, Edge.
Sure.
We had an awesome world title match at a Royal Rumble a couple years ago, and I'll never forget it because it was amazing. But the best times we've ever had were fighting each other in live events, and even we had a couple in Canada to where we had street fights, and he was throwing me into like the hockey boards into the walls, and he slap-shotted some frozen waffles at me while I was tied up in a corner.
Okay.
And it's those special live events that WWE does 275 days a year when we don't know about the SmackDown Live and Raw, but there's all these special live events Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday that we do, and they are so much fun for the live audience, and it makes it so much more fun for us to perform there.
Yeah. I think as a Dolph Ziggler fan myself, I read all of these.
You gonna say you were one?
No, I still am. I ride for you. Trust me. Like there's, I see so many fantasy bookings for you online. You must have seen a lot yourself. Are there any you wish you could have done that? You may have seen somebody that suggested some stuff that for you.
What do you mean, like in history in WWE?
I would have loved for you to come back and win the Royal Rumble when you left the US title.
I would have loved that.
I think that should have been.
Say something about that. So this is a true story.
Finally, so you guys have been lying the rest of the time.
My prediction was for you to win it.
Hey, me too.
And then when you came out as number 30, I went.
You put money down.
I put money down, bro. I went insane. And then I was furious of how they...
42 seconds later?
I was furious, bro. And you know what? It's just a shame. But it doesn't matter because the cream always rises to the top.
It almost seems like it was a typical Dolph Ziggler. What's he doing? Whoa, he's 30! Here we go! Yeah. Nope.
I know, man.
You know, but all these almost, one of these times, it has to happen,
100%,
right?
I believe that. You know,
who knows?
I know a lot of people say to
one
you,
of these times.
I know a lot of people's favorite Dolph Ziggler moments is the cash-in, and that is one of my...
I was there, by the way.
Yeah, he was there.
Whoa.
I was losing my shit.
That is one of my favorite moments,
understandable.
Too. That is one of my favorite moments, too. But I have a moment that you probably... Not much people would say their favorite. Huh. It's when you put over Zack Ryder for the US title, and then he jumped into the crowd and he hugged his father.
Yeah,
that match, in my opinion, is one of the greatest matches ever.
You know why that's so great?
It's amazing
because we didn't have anything going on TV.
Mm.
On his YouTube show, we created
I remember that.
And his popularity on that show made it so special that they brought it back to TV. And then, 2 weeks later, just threw it away. Man. And we continued it on his show to where audiences
it is.
Were sold out audiences with The Rock in the ring, trying to talk, chanting for Zack Ryder.
Yeah, I remember.
So if that goes to show you that whether you're anointed as one of the guys or not, that was happening. The Rock, the biggest star in the world,
trying
to talk, but the crowd is saying, "We want Ryder."
Yeah.
How of an amazing. So because of that, and because of what he did on his show and what I got to do with him, that's what made that match so special to me. And his dad got to be there, which was really cool.
It was
cool.
Amazing.
Yeah,
I love that moment.
His dad is usually my date for the Hall of Fame.
when Daniel Bryan returns, you were one of the first people that actually went up to him and said,
"Absolutely,
look, I can't wait to beat you." When will we see that match?
You know what? That's a great question, because I'm wondering myself, because I know he's busy on Sunday, clearly.
Right.
But I go, "Hey, man, not enough of the fanfare. Like, hey, it's so cool that you're back. Congratulations. Now you get back to work, and I'm not going to be, like, happy to see you in the ring across from me. I'm going to be trying to kick you in the face and knock you out." So don't think that I'm going to be like, "Oh, I'll go easy on him because we're happy to have him back." I love the competition, and I'll never forget him and I on top of a ladder a couple years ago, headbutting the crap out of each other until one of us fell, and it shouldn't have been him, but I'll never forget that, because it's like he wants to go 110%, and we've had a few matches to where we've got to show that, but if we get 45, 60 minutes to show everyone how it's actually done, damn, that'd be special.
My last question is, we came out to Dallas for 32, and I interviewed you, and you actually told me that Zack Ryder was going to win.
I told you. You know, like, you gave away a spoiler.
I whispered it?
Yeah.
What it was.
You weren't supposed to tell everybody.
I thought you were joking.
No, what it was. No, you just know.
I said I was rooting for him to win.
Let's not throw Ziggler under the bus here. Wait.
Come on, man.
Wait, hold on. Let's do this properly. It wasn't that he said it like as a spoiler.
Yeah.
We asked him the question about the match, and we kind of made it, we implied that Ryder might not be, like, one of the last people to ever, you would think, to win the title. That's what it was. And Ziggler said, "I don't know, man. Don't discredit."
Oh, see, that's what it was. Here's how WrestleMania ends.
Is there anyone I should put my money on for the Battle Royal?
I would love to let you know. I don't know who the hell's in it.
Nobody does. Can you say the same?
There's going to be 30, 40, 50, 100. I don't know who's in it. I don't know. I'm going to, like, I'm either gonna hear my music and go, "Okay, here I go," and then, like, "Oh, there's that guy, this guy." I don't know who the hell half these guys in this room are. So I don't know who's, like, from NXT, who's from outside, who's debuting that. Like, I don't know any of that.
Oh, wow.
So luckily I've been around the block for a long time that I can kind of prepare for anyone. But like I said, at the end, just tie your hands to that bottom rope and just let everyone else get dumped out.
Cool.
In the last two, at least.
We really wish you win it today.
You know, wouldn't that be great?
I would love that. Yeah, man.
Walk in with that trophy.
And then go straight into the title picture.
Right. Trade it in. Cash it in.
Cash it in.
Is that what happens now?
Now you're giving the spoilers away. Yeah, I'm not going to say anything.
Thank you.
All the best this weekend, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for your time.
Have a good week.
The Kick Out.
The show off. As he eats his omelette.
Man, I love that interview.
It was good, man.
He's such a good dude, man. I got a lot of time for Dolph Ziggler, man.
I love the staff here.
Got a lot of time for Dolph Ziggler. And do we explain where we are right now?
Yeah, well, you can tell them.
We are in the Hilton in New Orleans having breakfast.
Thank you to the hotel for the staff for hooking us up with this.
Lovely people here.
And apologies to the security. Last night, I walked out of Ace's room at lot. That sounded dodgy.
It did, by its
fine. I walked out of the room last night, and there's just a big member of security in the corridor. He's like, "Excuse me, sir, can I have a quick word?" And I was like, "Sure." We've had reports of people running up and down the corridor and banging on the doors. Do you know anything about that? And I was like, "No, I'm with the media, so, but I was fairly sure there were some youths here earlier causing some trouble. But the truth is, it was me, Tay, Skillet and Ace, super kicking each other."
Not me.
No, Ace was
wasn't involved.
But I remember Skillet super kicked Tay, had me in, and then you guys put me in a Boston crab. And
Crippler Crossface.
Yes.
Yeah, so, oh, sorry, I can't say Crippler Crossface.
So the
Crossface.
Yeah.
But you, you were doing a lot of forward rolls.
Me tapping like a bitch.
You were doing a lot of forward rolls.
I was dip and roll.
That was good fun.
Sorry to the security at the Hilton.
We had some good times this weekend, man. I had a blast. I mean, I'm so happy the whole Kick Out crew was able to come out.
I love you guys.
This is Taze, your first ever WrestleMania life, isn't it?
And no, it's not. It's my first. Taze's been to one
in Florida.
Taze, which one did you go for?
New York.
I'm the rookie.
What was the main event for that one?
Rock Cena 2.
Yes, and then you're the rookie for WrestleMania Live.
I am. I've done the Royal Albert Hall. I did Insurrection, Capital Carnage, but this was my first American one. And what a time. The hype is real, ladies and gentlemen.
I want to make a quick apology.
For who?
Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, we weren't believers.
I wasn't believers.
I wasn't a believer. I was.
I said she would be good at wrestling.
Did you?
Yeah, Tay had faith, man.
I said that. I said give her time. But I was burying her before, because I said it's too early for her to do anything. But no, she was outstanding. And I have to say, man, big up Ronda Rousey, man. I wouldn't say she's the MVP. A lot of people are going to give her the MVP award of WrestleMania. For me, it's someone else. But I'm going to say Ronda Rousey. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you for your time.
Everyone looked good in that match.
Now, what happens afterwards? Now, let's see. We'll find out.
We will find out. Anything else we want to highlight before we get
into it? Man, my favorite moment was last night. This whole weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Walking him back to going to Burbage Street. We had to interview some fans and get some reactions.
Yeah, there were some interesting folks.
But it wasn't even that. What? It was coming back to the hotel.
Again, sorry.
And hearing the hotel staff man come outside, talk to the doorman. Hey man, give this woman a taxi. Thank you, woman. Have a good night.
Thank you, woman.
Hey, nigga, we'll go upstairs. What you doing, man? He was the best. Whoever that guy was, you're my MVP of the weekend. Thank you. Good night. Man, that was classic.
So I'm going to apologize because we don't remember what we spoke about last night, but you may hear some repeats. But I think we should just go over a few hot takes.
Well, I was going to drop some award. I'm going to ask you guys, if you don't mind.
Just do it.
Let's give the Kickout WrestleMania Weekend Awards.
I like this.
So I'm going to hit you first with guys. I think we all know this one. Okay, but... And apologies. Apologies to everybody. Obviously, there was Ring of Honor. Obviously, there was loads of other cards, but obviously, the WWE paid for us to be here, so we're going to talk about WWE. So
no, let's be real, man. You don't get any bigger than that.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to hit with you guys first, Ace. The Kickout Award for the best match of the weekend. Not necessarily the best wrestling match. DJ Ace from BBC One Extras' favourite match, not moment.
I'm going to go with Charlotte Asuka.
Yep.
I mean, we all thought it was going to be good. We didn't know what the outcome. I did think Asuka was going to win. Or did I? I did actually.
Yeah, we all said Asuka.
It was a surprise victory. Both ladies were amazing. I think Charlotte showed why she is actually the queen. Entrance was amazing. I think everything about it was perfect. There was nothing I would change about that match.
I agree 100%.
I agree. I was known to say in the past that Charlotte wasn't deserving of beating Asuka's streak. Yeah, I think they should have built Asuka's streak, built it up really strong, and then make somebody that they want to build in the future defeat the streak.
Mm-hmm.
But no, you know what? She was so good that it did not matter to me. I was not disappointed at all. I was shocked and whatnot.
But the shock end it even better?
That's right. And the fact that Charlotte, in my opinion, and don't Asuka played her part too. Asuka was incredible.
Sweet Moses.
But Charlotte was, she really stepped it up.
You turned into Vince McMahon there for a second, man.
Really stepped it up. So, yeah.
You came from the seed of Ric Flair.
As well, she really
did. She definitely did, man.
She's making her dad proud, man. Can you imagine that?
Making her brother proud.
She was never really a massive wrestling fan. She knew about her father and stuff. She watched her father growing up, but she never was a wrestling fan. She only became a fan due to her brother, because her brother was a rabid fan of wrestling, but then he died. So she came to business for her brother. And look, that's why she's so good. She's wrestling.
Don't tell me you're born with it. Don't tell me you're not born with these talents.
She's born with these things, but she's also performing for her brother. Yep. Literally. Mm-hmm. She goes in that ring.
Yep.
And she's doing it for, she loves, she's performing for her brother. She's trying to make her brother proud, and that's why she's so good.
And I know we talked about it, but backflip into the armbar. Tay, I'm assuming you're with us, or have you got a different take? Yeah, yeah, it's as simple as that.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. Well, there's one more, can you say? Okay, so next one, I'm gonna, the kick out. So yeah, there you go, kick out WrestleMania award for the best match, Charlotte versus Asuka. Now the kick out WrestleMania award for the best moment. Moment, starting with you, Skills.
Is that across takeover as well?
No. Oh, you mean? Oh, you mean over throughout the whole weekend?
Throughout the whole weekend. Not
Roderick Strong Heelton.
What?
The Roderick Strong Heelton, my favourite moment of the weekend.
Yeah.
Second to the John Cena running out of the ring.
But
I think John Cena for me was the MVP of WrestleMania. For me, John Cena did outstanding work. But I'm gonna say, if I'm gonna have to choose one moment, I love the Roderick Strong Heelton. And yep. I call that as well, so you know. Just saying.
Tay.
I was gonna say the Roderick Strong Heelton. I would also say the Nakamura one as well.
Oh, Nakamura Heelton was great as well.
He was so vicious with it.
I'm gonna disagree.
Mm-hmm.
and say Bray Wyatt, Matt Hardy was an amazing way to start.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's a great moment.
I think it was really good, and it was like, just like the stadium wasn't even full yet, but it was still like, it still hit.
It set the pace.
You know what I mean?
It set the tone.
Yeah.
It's going to come.
It was, I really enjoyed that.
And I'm going with Gargano and Ciampa sitting in the ring at the end of the match, Ciampa's eyes swelling up.
Yeah, beautiful.
Thinking that they're going to, like I say, I'm not a Gargano Ciampa guy, but they made believers out of me. And thinking that, oh, we got, he's going to lose now. And then to, there's so many little, like his eyes were swollen, just like the gif they use. The end of their, you know, when they won the, or they lost the tag team titles, they hugged each other. You guys know, you guys are fans. But, so, okay, so what's the winner, guys? What are we giving the award to? Because there's four good ones there. I must admit that when Cena ran up the ramp,
that was hilarious.
I had goosebumps. I had goosebumps running up and down my neck. Yeah. So in that case, should we get? Is that our answer?
About it, not even just that. The whole intertwining, yep, man, incorporating different storylines into that.
So what we're going to say is the winner. If you guys are okay with this, what do you think? The winner of the best moment of the weekend kick out award is John Cena finding out that somebody's turning up and running backstage.
It was funny.
And yeah, the crowd reaction as well. You got to love.
We might get a lot of stick for that.
We might,
but I'm going to go with that too.
Yep.
Right. I think, I think it's
good. They can't change the way we feel. Yeah. That's the way we felt, yeah, baby.
It was incredible.
That, yeah, you have to, looks on TV, though.
Yeah, that's true.
They might look at TV and be like, oh, it
is. That's so true.
Yeah.
No, being there.
Surely with the commentators going, what's going on? What's going on? It's going to be better.
And the crowd was going nuts.
But that, it just, yeah, the crowd, the energy in that room, you could feel it. Moving forward, I know my answer to this one, so I'm going to kick off. I'm going to go with the biggest dude of the weekend. Obviously, hanging out with Stat Guy Greg, amazing. MVP, amazing. You know, Ricochet, you guys interviewed a bunch of people. But for me, she's been out on the lash three nights in a row. She's been an absolute, you could tell just walking down the street, she's a wonderful to everybody. I'm going to say dude of the weekend is Liv Morgan. Because she's just been so down to earth, so cool, hanging with people, having pictures, hanging out in the same pub with us three. You know, and obviously we weren't bothering her and stuff like that. Tay, you got a picture of her, you get on cut away and stuff like
that. Friday, yeah. Just walking down, just saying hello to everyone.
She was the first one we saw, and she was the last one we saw. Yeah. First in, last out, and TV does not do that just that woman justice. Sweet Moses.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
my dude of the weekend is Liv Morgan. Ace.
I might agree with you there. You know.
Yep.
Yeah, I think she comes down across really well. Very down to earth. Yeah, why not?
Sorry.
No. Go, Tay, you go first. You go first.
We know because you love somebody, don't you?
No,
oh, right.
Oh, yeah, amazing. Yeah.
Oh, that true. He was out. He was out. But Prince Bree, Tyler Bates was just Tyler Breeze was just walking down the street chilling.
That's an interview. I can't wait for you guys to listen to, man. They were outstanding. They'll probably be out next week. The next episode.
But why, Tay? What made it special?
They were just like themselves. They were bouncing off each other and like interacting with us as well. Like they seemed like they were so genuine.
Yeah.
They're dripping with charisma, aren't they?
Yeah.
And Skillman.
My dude in the moment is Velveteen Dream. I think he was very polite. He was very courteous, very sweet. He wanted to be there.
Yeah.
And he wasn't.
He
wasn't playing the character. He wasn't being paid. So, yeah, Velveteen Dream.
Who else was on the last night? Big Cass was out last night, wasn't he? So, hopefully, that's not a spoiler, but Big Cass is about. And so he was, but then again, he was out last night. So maybe if he's making his debut tomorrow, maybe tonight, Raw. I don't know where I am, ladies and gentlemen.
And he wasn't limping. So
anyway, so the kick out dude of the weekend goes to Liv Morgan, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, next moment. Okay. Not that it's negative, but let's go. Kick out podcast. The most disappointing moment or match. How you doing? You all good?
Yeah, we're good.
We're good. Thank you so much. Outstanding.
Thank you very much.
Thank you to the lovely staff at the Riverside Hotel. They've been awesome to us. Very accommodating. Thank you. Okay, let's go in. So, don't disappoint match. No, miss my moment, yeah? What's which that? Could be match. The Kick Out Podcast, the WrestleMania weekend, the most disappointing thing, maybe the thing that underwhelms slightly.
Okay.
I'll start with you, Skills. Thank you.
I'm probably going to have to go with the tag match, man. The
Triple threat.
Triple threat.
Yeah, I agree.
I'll keep it. Thank you. Yeah. I'll keep my blueberry muffin. Bless you.
Yeah. I mean, we were all excited for the Usos finally getting their main WrestleMania card of promo debut, I guess I would say.
Yeah.
And it's just
it was messy.
It was not memorable. At all.
I feel like it smacked of me of a match that got cut last minute. I felt like they should have had more time because it all seemed a little bit clunky. You got complete pros in there. I think they had their time cut. I mean, no one's going to mess with a power bomb off the top. Sweet Moses. God bless Kofi Kingston. He's like the MVP of all time, isn't he?
Well, I think in another pay per view match, Kofi would have kicked out of it. Right. Or he would have been saved. Mm-hmm. I think, you know what I mean?
I just feel get rid of the New Day entrance.
I've seen him kick out of worse. Match,
man. That short stack thing was terrible.
Yeah.
And it's just like, they should have just stopped doing a major New Day entrance and just give them a few more extra minutes.
Like any of the CGI bits.
Yeah, to take every time that they did the CGI, Tay was looking at me and going, why are they doing that? It worked with The Miz, and that's it.
I think it worked really well with The Miz's entrance.
Yeah, The Miz, but Asuka it didn't. Big laser masks on.
You have to watch it on TV, though.
Yeah, true. I mean, and like I say, okay, my most disappointing moment is maybe, even though I've been talked round, I was disappointed with the Braun Strowman. Just because.
Nicholas.
Nicholas, and God bless that kid, who's a referee's kid, apparently, isn't he? John Combe, there you go. Thank you, Tay. Tay's a researcher. Don't get me wrong, the kid, he didn't overact or anything, so he was a great choice, but I just wanted a return of someone, but because I'm an old mark.
Yeah, but you can't have everything the same.
No, of course not, dude.
It needs to be different. And
can't stop the way I feel, baby.
I feel WWE's get a lot of stick for things that are just, they're just trying new things. And,
yeah.
And we always ask for new things, and that was something different, so.
Oh, there you go. I'm going to hit you another one. The most disappointing thing of the weekend was the fans' reaction to the last match. They ruined it.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Well, I mean, I have to watch it back properly because I didn't actually watch the match properly, to be honest. So I need to watch back the match to see actually if it was really a good match because people said it was. People said it. I haven't really watched it properly, so I can't really comment.
Brock Lesnar, the only man.
And I thought it was actually a decent match between them two. It wasn't as good as their last one.
Yeah.
But it still was a very decent match. And, yeah, it was the crowd kind of just... I agree with them.
I think
they pissed the crowd off with the whole kicking out of F5 three times.
That's what annoyed me.
Like
you don't do that because it's completely.
What do you expect?
Your willful suspension of disbelief is just taken away. I mean, but Brock Lesnar, the only man who's allowed to bust people open and say the F word. Well, what are they going to do? Fire him? Beep. Ace.
Don't make him bleep. Okay.
What about you, Ace?
Definitely tag match for me.
Tay, yeah.
Triple threat tag match was my most disappointing moment.
What did you say, Tay? I forget.
I didn't actually say.
Oh, big one.
For me, it was between the tag match and AJ Styles and Nakamura. Because it was, very slow pace.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, okay, maybe it's because they've got a lot of time and then they're building up to it.
Yeah.
And then
I felt like it was going to get going.
Yeah, like when the ending came, I didn't actually see it coming.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, it was underwhelming for me. Yeah. But then I think it could have just been that.
Thank you so much.
It was going to be a dream match, and it didn't quite live up to the dream match hype. But it was still an okay match. But I was a little bit disappointed. But saying that, the ending after the
match, it was about the moment, wasn't it? And also, you know, they're going to have a run now of like four or five classics, aren't they? What else have we got? What other awards could we give?
I don't think there was anything disappointing.
Takeover was just a masterpiece. Okay, there you go. What was better, NXT Takeover or WrestleMania?
WrestleMania for me.
Ace.
I was going to say Mania, but I was at Mania. And I wasn't at Takeover. But yeah, I enjoyed Mania.
I would say WrestleMania for me.
Yeah.
I think with Takeover, you kind of know what to expect now. With this WrestleMania, they were doing things that I was so surprised. You know how many times we marked out?
Yeah.
You can't forget things like that, man. We marked out so many times in that Sky booth watching the WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And NXT, what? I marked out when Roderick Strong turned heel, and that's about it. You know?
This is definitely I've been to 5 Manias now. And this is
my favorite menu. 100%
my favorite menu. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
The menu did it.
This was the one with the most swerves.
Yeah.
They swerved us big time at this one.
Yeah.
got a nice mass. Oh, gone. So, one of our great listeners, Kofi, has. He's just tweeted us. So, my thoughts on Hello, Kofi. How do you say that? The at
Boma Enoch, I don't know, sorry bro.
Yeah, but Kofi, you the man. My thoughts on WrestleMania was it was probably the best Mania since 2015, especially the women SmackDown title, the Rousey tag match, and I love the Nakamura turn. However, main event was ruined by the fans. If D. Bryan was in the main event,
bar the finish, the fans would have loved this a match. However, the fans' hatred of Roman Reigns makes them biased against any match he has and can ruin the match for me. But apart from that, WrestleMania was very good. Also, shout out to you guys from the Kick Out podcast, the Randy Savage to GP's Hulk Hogan. But wait, hashtag Randy is better than Hogan.
Thinking, thank you, Kofi.
Kofi, you the man. You the man, brother. Yeah. Ash Rose, you hit me with the Lex Luger. What did he hit me with?
Sorry.
I Lex Lugered him, and then Ash Rose Jeff Jarrett me. So I've got no choice now but to Scott Hall you, my brother. Yeah.
Should we edit that, Stephanie?
Yeah, what did you say?
I think Philly saved me there. Anyway, let's go.
I can imagine what you said.
Let's give a shout out to Stephanie McMahon while we're at it, actually. She was amazing. Stephanie McMahon was amazing in the match.
Beautiful.
Triple H was amazing. Kurt Angle did really well. And Ronda Rousey, big up to you, darling. Well done. You know, I heard the whole mention this after I'll be recording. I heard that the whole locker room was watching that match. Whole locker room watched that match.
Of course.
So that's amazing. And you know what? Big up to Cedric Alexander and Mustafa Ali.
And Naomi.
And Nia Jax. Victor Nia Jax too. She put on a good show. And Alexa Bliss, she put on a good show.
Alexa Bliss.
The more you think about it, the more I enjoy it. And I think when you get back home and you watch the Nakamura AJ Styles match, it might change your mind.
Alexa Bliss had me in stitches, man. Some of her reactions. The looks on her face. Yeah, no, when Nia Jax screamed and then she screamed. That was a funny moment. Obviously, Lesnar swearing was a funny moment. Yeah, just...
So,
you got to say, like I said, a Triple H and John Cena, two of the people considered the barriers... Triple H worked his ass off to make. I know it's two massive people, but John Cena. No,
that comment, I don't agree with what you're just saying there because they're not putting over anyone new.
No, but Cena was pretty selfless.
Yeah, but that's the Undertaker.
Yeah, it's the Undertaker, isn't it?
All right, where we go to? What interview?
This is the kick out. Oh, this is Skillet chatting to Bayley.
The kick out.
With Bayley.
That's me.
How are you? Is everything all right? Yeah, okay. WrestleMania 34, we got the first ever women's battle royal.
Oh yeah.
Are you gonna straight away
win?
Well,
oh yeah.
Well, that's not even a question.
Okay,
no one's gonna win.
You're right.
But is your target straight away on Sasha Banks?
I don't want to tell you my strategy because then if she sees this, she's gonna know. Yeah, she's around here somewhere. That little snake.
I know.
She follows me everywhere. She literally follows me everywhere. When you guys talk to her, say stop following Bailey. You know. She's done with you.
Yeah, I'm glad you're standing up for yourself,
Bailey.
Yeah, Bailey,
you know? It's getting a little old, you know? Yeah. We've known each other for like 5 years, and she hasn't changed. She hasn't grown up. She hasn't matured, so...
It's because she can never beat you.
I know, that's what exactly.
She hasn't beaten you yet, and she knows that you're better.
Right.
And, you know, and I'm not going to say anything different when she comes here.
Good.
I'm going to stick to my gun.
Good. I'm going to be when I see her walk over here, I'm going to be like...
I'm as a fan, I'm hoping this leads to a main event. I'm going to say main event. I don't want to say one-on-one match at the beginning. I want to say main event at SummerSlam.
Well,
can we see this?
I don't know. Can we see this? Can we see this? I mean, I would love to main event SummerSlam any day of the week with anybody because that's just a huge honor and accomplishment. But if I were able to do that with Sasha, of course, she's my favorite wrestler. But don't tell her that.
Of course, I won't tell her later.
It would be really cool, but I mean, who knows what's going to happen after this, and especially after Mania. But if I'm going to win this Battle Royal, then I guess I would have to eliminate her.
Yes.
We'll see.
And what's your thoughts going into WrestleMania? How are you preparing yourself? I mean, I know it's the big stage, you know, it's the granddaddy of them all every year. Does it get a bit easier now you've got more experience in the main roster? Or does the butterfly still happen?
It's going to be like, I don't know, for me, last year is so different than, like my match last year is so different than what I'm doing this year, where last year I put so much pressure on myself being the champion going into WrestleMania, having to defend it against three of the top women in the division. So that was a lot more nerve-wracking. I think that was like... So that being my first Mania is like, wow, what a way to start. And then I slipped on my entrance. So I was like, okay, well, I got everything out of the way. So now I feel like I got my feet wet pretty well on the first one. Now I'm ready to go for this. And I feel like not all eyes will be on me because there's going to be a bunch of women in that battle royal. So maybe I'll just not as nervous, but it's still just it makes me emotional, like knowing that I'm going to be a part of WrestleMania for the second time. Like, I can't believe I'm here still.
And hypothetically speaking, say you win this. What's next for Bayley? You're going to set your eyes back on that women's championship, looking at Alexa, Nia maybe? Or
yes, I mean, that's always the goal.
Absolutely.
It's always the goal. And I wish I was in the match again, you know, the title picture again. But I think if I were to win this Battle Royal, then maybe that would put me back to the top, you know?
Of course it would.
Yeah.
Good luck, Bayley.
Thank
All
you.
All the best this weekend.
Thanks
Take
so
care.
Much. Bye-bye.
The Kickout.
There you go. That was Skillet chatting to Bayley.
I got one more award to give out.
In fact, should we just cut that whole last section? Then we had the Stephanie, then we had my stupid comment about your relationship John Cena. Oh, you want to? Oh, Taze, yeah. Go ahead, Skills.
One more award to give out.
Go on.
The Kickout Podcast Award, best sign of the night.
All right.
Oh, I forgot about this.
Flu's got his one.
I've got yeah,
and I've got one.
Go on.
Go on.
The one it's the one you showed me on your phone.
It was basically a sign that said, "I'm rooting for everybody black."
I'm talking to which.
That's a silent night.
I can't say it, but there was a Rusev N-word chant.
Rusev, nigga. That's a hit right there.
That is a hit.
My favourite site was somebody had a big picture of Doc Cotton from EastEnders.
I heard about this. This was trending on Twitter.
Yeah, just what, dude?
Yeah, that's why.
Because remember a couple of years ago, someone had an Alan Partridge quote, yeah, didn't they? What was it? Something with I can't remember.
And the Dan one.
That
was popular for wrestling for a while. That shows that UK is taking over the wrestling business.
Yeah. Well, like I say, there was a chumper is a wanker chant. So the English are definitely out here. Because I remember some woman turning to a kid and said, "What are they saying? They're saying wanker. What's that? I don't know. I think it's like an idiot in England." I really wanted to just tap him on the shoulder and go, "No, actually, it's masturbating." Have a good night.
There you go, man. All right. Hope you guys enjoyed our WrestleMania coverage. We'll be back next week. I suppose we've got to do an episode after Raw and SmackDown.
Yes, we do.
But yeah.
What about we got to say something about the support we've had over this weekend from the guys on Twitter and just everybody. What a massive thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you to you guys as well.
Yeah,
thank you to WWE. It's been outstanding.
We've had a lot of fun. And till next time, next year, hopefully. New York, baby.
New York, baby.
Yeah. I was concerned that I saw a lot of Diddy in the package. Did you see that?
Yeah, he's got some weird deal with Diddy.
What does that mean? I don't want to see Diddy in a Mania ring.
Him, Triple H, your boys, I think.
Oh, let's not do that. Anyway, he did. Yeah.
All about the Benjamins, though. He did perform that, though. I'll give him that.
Yeah, but
that was good. Okay.
All right, till next week. Rate, subscribe, comment. Bye.